Okay, once again, I'm back. I'm Gabriel. As we concluded chapter one and spoke about AI in HRM, now we're going to focus on specific places in the upcoming chapters. So the first, we're going to start about AI in hiring. And today in this, I am going to take you through a practical journey also. So once I stop at a particular slide, and I'm going to ask you to do a practical thing. You all can open up your mobile and you can do the practical, which will actually let you know how AI functions in hiring. Now, what is hiring? I mean, let us be very honest. Hiring is something where there is an opening for a managerial post and you have to source resumes. You have to make the candidate meet the hiring manager. And if all goes well with the HR connotations, salaries are okay. There is onboarding. Bulk hiring, you go to campus. But let us understand how does it happens. Companies compete for a talent in the global market. Now, why am I not talking about local market? Because today, there are a lot of designations comes at global talent acquisition specialist. Why are this? Because companies are coming very close together post-COVID because of virtual network, because of social media, because of online platforms, Microsoft Teams, Zoom. You can take interview in Zoom. So competing. Sorting through several applications. When I started my career, the first time I was given to read resumes, I still remember the number was 50 plus. Imagine the amount of time I had to spend, which was tedious and also monotonous. And after a certain point of time, I started feeling, I don't use that word, writing effective job description to capture the attention. So you can use AI to do that. Hiring managers want to recruit the right candidate as quickly as possible, and job seekers complained of very long hiring process can also be reduced. That's what we'll focus on. Now, leveraging AI to source more suitable candidates quickly will improve the process for both the recruiter and the job seeker. For recruiter, less amount of time for getting the right person. From a job seeker perspective, I don't have to wait for a longer period of time. For example, LinkedIn has leveraged AI. Guys, on this note now, I'm going to take you through a little bit of practical out here. So let us stop here a little bit with the slide. Why don't everyone open up your mobile phones? So I have a mobile phone in my hand. And in this mobile phone, I'm going to show you something. Go ahead and open LinkedIn. Okay. Now, if you're opening mobile, LinkedIn in mobile, on the lower half, you will see home, my network, post, notifications, and jobs. Go to jobs. Once you go to job, pick any job that you see out there. And let's say I will take one of these. And in that, you will first get the designation, then which company is hiring, what is the timeline it was given, how many candidates, is it full-time or part-time, is it on-site, off-site, what is the level, how many employees are there in this organization, what are the skills required, and then you find three questions. Now, this is subject to change because this is not yet done as of now. This is still on what you call that processing way. The first one with a star mark says, am I good fit for this job? The next one says, how can I best position myself according to the job? And the third one says, tell me more about the company, the talent. Now, if I click the first one, it will take a little bit of time. Am I good fit for the job? It says evaluating the job description, and then it gives a job analysis. And I'm going to read out to all of you. If you can do that on your own, it would be great. Based on the information provided, your profile aligns exceptionally well with the job requirements, and you seem to be a great fit for the designation. You have this much of experience, including so and so. Now, imagine this is just the beginning. As a candidate, before applying, I'm able to check whether I am ready or fit for the job or not. Secondly, I'm also ready, and these are only three questions. There is also a place where you can change the questions according to what you want. Today, if I have to write a post in LinkedIn, a very well caption comes in, do you want AI to write for you? See, you know, from a job seeking perspective, it is becoming easier, as well as from a recruiting also, from an interview perspective also. I hope you have gone through all these things. You can do that in your later time. This also helps recruiters spend more time preparing the candidates for interviews. So the human touch is more, not less. It's a process of using artificial intelligence to automate the time-consuming, repetitive tasks, reading resumes, finding keywords, looking at the experience. What if it is like a friend of yours is doing it for you? And yes, there is a charge of it. It also provides benefits like personalization, data-informed decision-making. It is reshaping the role of HR. Attracting and engaging and retaining talent. 80% of the companies globally are using AI in some way for HR, whether it is recruiting, learning and development, training, need, performance management, administrative capabilities in some or the other way. Automation capabilities of AI are applied in recruiting for repetitive and high volume functions. Now, if you want to recruit one single employee, you might not use AI. See, you remember in the first chapter I said, and I started with the question, will AI replace your job? This is where you have to take the call. For high volume functions or multi-level hiring or multi-hiring or bulk hiring, you might use AI. But if you're looking for a senior manager HR, or if you're looking for a senior manager sales, or you're looking for a regional manager sales, you might only take the resume reading as an AI tool. Not much. Because the scheduling to speed up time and consuming the manual processes creates more efficiency. Artificial intelligence and machine learning are used to recruit and other applications in HR. Essentially, machine learning is the training process and AI is the science and engineering of applications. That's how it works. Machine learning helps recruiters to be more effective by computing, recognizing pattern and detecting deviations. You know, I want to take you through a little bit of more practical out here. Imagine you are a recruiter of a company. You are a talent acquisition specialist. You have been told to hire a person. When you're reading the resume, you come to know that this person has changed companies every 2 years. Although when you ask the person says, no, I got a better opportunity. I got this, I got that, and that's the reason I changed. Maybe AI can help you by recognizing the pattern. It might also give you an indication that this guy may not be here for more than 2 years. Now, the obvious question is, see, this is where we humans are a little bit on the lazier side. We think or we believe, what if they can let us know if this person will be staying in this company for more than 2 years? That you cannot predict. Even using predictive analysis, even using super AI, if you have someday, it will give you a recognition of the pattern. And it will depict a timeline. That's all it can do. The human intervention will always be more prompt, will always be more effective to remove out the causality of that employee or the person who's coming on board. AI gave you the best candidate. You don't have good career pathing. Your succession planning is not there. Your career pathing is not there. You think that best talent is going to stay with you for a longer period of time? Answer is no. So machine learning can help recruiters to be more effective by computing and recognizing patterns, not to do your job. Now, the foremost thing of importance of AI in recruiting is to maximize the recruitment efficiency. How much? Okay, forget everything. If you're experienced, well and good. If you're not, just write down on a piece of paper the steps to recruit a person. For campus, it will be a separate process. For individual, it will be a separate process. For campus, you will go to a campus. So that's the time being used. You will give a brief to the entire candidate pool about what you're going to do, why you're here, your company brief, what your company has achieved, how people are there, what is your retention percentage, so on and so forth. So that will be good amount of 45 minutes to an hour. So your commute plus that 1 hour is gone. Now you say, okay, we'll send you to group discussions. In this group discussions, you'll do. But you have to manage the resumes. You have to read their resumes. What if you have a support system which can read your resumes and tell you that based on this job description, these people are the best suit. So now you have a clear projection in your mind. Out of 100 resumes, I have 40 odd resumes which are being told to me best. So my screen should be more better there and less here. That gives you a computing advantage. The second is coordinating numbers with the hiring team, because then there will be less loss of productivity. Why? Because when your screening time is less, your assessment time increases. You'll try to know that person more. You will try to know how that person will behave. You will try to know how this person will perform. So my resume screening is less, my assessing is more. That means I'm trying to find the right candidate. AI-based solutions can also source through thousands of applications in an instant and identified qualified candidates, thereby significantly reducing the time. Forget everything on the slide. Currently, AI can assist you in reducing time in your administrative tasks. This will enable you to focus more on strategic task assessments, well-being, engagement, performance, training, which will be a better result for the organization. Recruiting bias. Now, for the time being, just focus on me rather than the slide. Let us say your name is Sanjay and I'm Gabriel. And I know you from various sources. I may have worked with you in the previous organization. And Sanjay reached out to me that, you know, I'm looking for a change. Gabriel, can you help me out? Well, I asked Sanjay to send me a resume. And once I go through, now listen to me very carefully. So I go to the hiring manager, let's say Akanksha. So I go to Akanksha and I say to Akanksha, Akanksha, you know what? Sanjay is a very good guy. I have worked with him. I know this guy from my previous organization and this guy is good. He was there for last 5 years. He has done. So what it does is it creates a bias in the hiring manager's mind. Acha, this guy is good. This guy is brilliant. And if the HR talent expert is coming up and giving up a recommendation, this guy can be good. Bias. I may not ask those questions to understand the deep-rooted competence in that person. Because when you're selecting a candidate, because your mind, that is where the human mind is so beautiful. Your mind always keeps triggering at the back. Don't do a bad hire. And because you get into that notion of don't do a bad hire, you start finding words that are not there. Bias. AI, in this case, can counteract these biases and eliminate subjectivity in the hiring process. Keywords is there. Call that person, Akanksha will hire. Or not, based on certain things. And that's where the biasness goes away. When you're screening based on these factors like qualification, experience, without relying on subjective factors such as age, gender, and race, diversity and inclusion, getting the right talent. The next point is exactly what I was saying by incorporating diversity. So what I'm trying to make you understand is a very simple notion. Gabriel knows Sanjay. Gabriel knows Akanksha. Gabriel is getting Sanjay to Akanksha with a recommendation can be eliminated. I'm not saying you should not ask somebody to apply it into your organization. Very well can do so. It's a referral program. But do not go by that biasness. If you have an AI support tool, it goes to the AI support tool. If he passes the AI support tool, like a little while back, I just give an example from my phone that how AI is helping candidates to understand the JD. Similar way, from a recruiter perspective, how easily they can match the same. Again, the hiring process. The screening time is less. Enhanced candidate experience. Okay. You know, I do not recall where did I see this data, but I recall the data facts. 40 to 50% of the candidate experience is bad because the recruiter did not let that person know the process. I cannot call it an inefficient recruitment process because there are a lot of people have been selected, but because of that human nature, you know, I'll do a follow-up. Okay, I'll call this candidate back. My manager says, Gabriel, did you call this guys and tell him that the interview is not happening tomorrow? Oh, I'll tell him and I forget or whatever it is. See, that inefficient recruitment process and impersonal approach is a major turn off for a job application, which leads to a poor candidate experience. Forget their interview process. Second, this is my personal opinion. Absolutely, I use this personal opinion, is when I see hiring managers coming in late. If the AI is there as a tool, it can help manage the entire process. Currently, it's the recruiter who joins in with the candidate and lets that person, you know what, the hiring manager is going to come in 2 minutes, he's busy in a meeting. Imagine the same happens with an AI. So AI-enabled recruitment helps mitigate this problem. And it will never hurt the employee's brand. That person, even if he is not selected, he will go out and always praise the recruitment process. I'm not saying the human have done a bad job just because AI has come. There are a lot of recruiters who have done extremely well. And one of the trainings that we do for upskilling HR is that recruitment process, the engaging way, the personalization way. I'll tell you another example. I mean, then we never had AI. During COVID, because we were recruiting people using virtual mode, Zoom, Microsoft Teams, Google Meet. So we onboarded them, and because the laptops did not reach them on time, so their batch of training induction was supposed to start a week later. Now we had a meeting, and in this meeting with the top management, they came to me as a head LNOD and gave me a proposal. Gabriel, can we do something to engage these people? Can we do something personalized for these people? It eventually became a process. And if we have an AI support tool, that process can be amalgamated to that AI, which will create more enjoyable experience for the candidates. They'll never feel left out. They'll never be felt like, oh, we do not know when we are joining. And at during that time, another company comes with a better offer or even a at par offer, they will switch. So it's a bad hire. So it will improve candidate experience and attract more qualified candidates. Improve quality of hires. Now, we spoke about the processing time, everything. A bad hire can have a serious impact on the company's productivity and bottom line, or the company image also can improve the hire. The United States Department of Labor says a poor hire might cost a company 30% of the employer's first year salary because you do not know how long it is going to be there. Along with traditional methods, so we are not saying that you should not use traditional methods. I would still favor the human judgment. But what if that human judgment is also supported by your AI-powered recruitment process, can assess the candidates based on data and analytics and provide more insight? You know, I think around 2000, some companies did have it. Now, major of the companies have gone with a psychometric evaluation of yours. Why do you think they're doing a psychometric evaluation? Data analytics and insight to help the recruiters understand about the candidate's behavior, the skill match, and whether it's right fit for the organizational culture and values. In one of the places we did work with the HR to upskill them, they were facing a lot of problems from this standpoint that they were into night shift. And most of the families, and this is during COVID time, the most of the families were against a night shift and all these things. So what can we do as HR professionals? Now, there is no AI. How can we think of something? We started meeting their parents. Can AI think about this? No. So your job is not going anywhere. But take the support from AI. Benefits of AI and automation in recruiting is the most biggest solution that it has come into. And today, if you ask me, most of the companies are using AI solutions for the recruitment process, where machine learning models can help recruiters shortlist ideal candidates, automate manual tasks, streamline the recruitment workflow, and free recruitment managers from repetitive high volume tasks. So the hiring manager is only informed when the top 4 resumes of the 10 has been given to him. The applications of AI in the hiring process can also help recruiters generate insights from the available talent pool. I mean, you have a talent pool, you look into, like Naukri would have more than 10 million resumes. So what if I have an AI tool and I can do it and use it on that level, which can easily identify successful traits of the candidates who have applied previously and did not get a job, because that resume is with the company. time-saving, cost-effective, improved candidate experience, data-driven insights, less bias in hiring, improved performance, scalability, continuous improvement, personalization, employee retention, interest collaboration. I mean, imagine you going through this. How AI is transforming the recruitment process. Now, let us understand the recruitment process first. Today, when I look at a recruitment process, first is the sourcing, then it's the screening, then it is identifying. So I'm repeating once again, sourcing, screening, identifying. Till this three, SSI as a short form, I can call it as a process, your sourcing to screening to identifying, the probability will come down. So if you're sourcing 10 resumes, screening may lead to 5 or 6, and identifying may lead to 2 or 3. That's a natural process. What if this entire process is automized or AI? So it simplifies the entire sourcing process. Candidate sourcing, screening, enhancing employee experience, talent assessment, offer and onboarding experience, video interview analysis, predictive analysis. I'm not too sure about any company using video interview analysis as of now or not. But as I said, anything can happen. And we are almost there. Predictive analysis, as I said it before. So all these things where AI is helping the recruitment process or the recruiting process. Simplifying the process also means that scanning online resumes and social profiles of potential candidates. Now, this is a huge link up. Imagine I have an AI tool. It not only scans the resumes, but also scans the social profiles of a candidate at a scale to find more diverse talent pools suitable for the open position. It's a huge thing. I mean, today, if you have 100 resumes, you will be tiring by the end of the day by looking at the social profile. What if you have AI-powered recruitment process? AI-powered system can automatically shift through large number of applications, screen and analyze resumes, identify relevant skills, qualifications, and experience. That's how it works. It can compare profiles. It can help in shortlisting. One of the best is efficiency and accuracy. Candidate screening, manual screening is very time consuming. Mechanical screening is faster with large volume of applications. Can speed up the process. They may identify red flags. I'm not too sure. I am speculating a little bit, but I am told by one of the BFSI, very senior person in the BFSI, has just retired. And I was having a kind of a, you can call it a word, a kind of a post a forum discussion and all these things. And I was saying, I mean, AI is getting everywhere. You know what he said? He used to work with Sybil. He said, Gabriel, going forward, the AI tool will also help recruit people to understand how to identify red flags for defaulters. I mean, imagine the level of recruiting process. That I'm going to train somebody in that particular way so that that person, when they're... So today's biggest problem of BFSI, they cannot get a red flag. Sybil is the only red flag they have. Because now it's a single identity system, red flags are getting more. But what if there is a red flag in an incompatible personality? What if there is a red flag in the behavioral pattern? AI. This will help the recruiters to narrow down the candidate pool and focus on the higher potential. Well, if there are pros, there are cons. Challenges of AI and automation in recruiting. Bias in AI. Now, how many of you think that AI is biased? Is that a possibility? Can a machine be biased? Okay, whatever your answers. My answer, yes, it can be biased. Because who is feeding that machine to do the process? Us. So that AI is as good as the data it is given to or trained on. If the data is biased, the AI outcome will always be biased. If that AI-powered tool is biased in screening resumes and conducting interviews, So the output will always be biased. So what I'm trying to tell you is, if the input is biased in AI, the output is 100% biased. That's why the recruiters need to ensure that the data they use to train the AI is unbiased and the algorithms are constantly monitored and avoid any unintentional biases. Imagine how many number of jobs it will create to monitor AI algorithms. It's not going to be easy, guys. So we have to upskill ourselves. Lack of human interaction. See, I mean, I can put it in the perspective. Okay, today Gabriel is standing here recording a lecture for you. What if tomorrow you create a Gabriel's icon in AI? It looks like me. It will have a better processing speed. It can take your lecture of more than 1 hour to 2 hours. But would you feel human? I mean, we have several videos today which is created by AI. I mean, the other day, I mean, it's not part of HR. Other day, I went to Facebook. I looked very fat. I have a bulky chin. I looked amazing. So what is going to happen? So the lack of human interaction. And the moment there is a lack of human interaction, the hiring process is going to be more efficient. It reduces the human touch. Yes, but the other footfall of it is the human touch is not there. When a candidate is speaking to a chatbot, and because of I wanted to know how a chatbot functions, so I went to Naukri and the chatbot started asking me questions. And listen to this, is extremely hilarious. Hello, Gabriel. Can you state your full name, please? Gabriel Banerjee. What is your total work experience? 22. So instead of writing 22 years, I wrote 22 plus years. The AI come back to me and said, okay, Gabriel, what is your exact experience? Is it 22 or is it 23, 24? Choose one. So I chose 24. The third question was, what kind of jobs are you looking into? So instead of writing head, learning and organizational development, I wrote learning and development, and it opened a can of profession for me. Expert, super, specialist, executive, it's gone. So you have to strike a balance between automation and human interaction. If you cannot strike a balance, it's not going to happen. Just for the record, I didn't want to outsmart the AI. I just wanted to play with him. Privacy concerns. AI involves a lot of personal data raising privacy concern. Who is monitoring them? What if the data is leaked? What if the data is hacked? So recruiters must ensure collecting and using the data in a responsible and ethical fashion and be transparent about the data being collected and how it is used. Going forward, once AI becomes more regularized in the HR function, mark my words today, your candidate is going to ask you this question, is my data secure? And you have to answer that question. The other challenges are higher upfront cost. I told you before, one-time cost is huge. Need for a lot of data for training and engagement, potential to learn human bias from patterns, potentially losing human touch in recruiting, skepticism and hesitation, skill shortage and upskilling. I mean, I do not know much AI-based trainers who can teach me today how AI can function. My nephew is good in machine language. Once he started speaking, I said, okay, it's all gibberish for me. So there is no way you can find a proper person who can take you through how AI functions. Just for the record, AI functions as a neural network. So at the core, there is the central. Okay, if you know mind map, Tony's mind map, you go to a mind map where you see there is a central circle and then there are branches which has moved out. It works in similar fashion. Amazon hired Phenom, Beamery, HireVue, Indigo, Intuit, Vodafone. These companies are using AI in recruitment. How? That's completely their process. So you can create a process which is absolutely privy to your company. TopTal, TurboHire, Turing, Skillet, Upwork, Talentior, Recruity, Fetcher, Manatal, Seekout. All these are the tools that are being used. What AI can and cannot do? A very good thing. Fact check, that human interaction. That's what I said in the previous one. Balancing between automation, AI support and human has to be there. AI can help create job titles descriptions, improving language, but they cannot give the proper description. It can give you better job title, but it cannot give you a proper way. It can create a Boolean keyword for recommendations, but it cannot give you the actual description. It can map a recruitment process. It can do a conduct a search. It can write email templates for you, but you still have to write that email. It can create a message to attract job seekers, but that message has to be input from you. It can reduce bias. It can give more HR time. Okay, guys, the more keyword, I am not going to read it. AI cannot replace the human in human resources. It cannot be AI resources. It will never be. It will always be human resources, provided you upskill yourself. If not, then yes. Somebody who knows, AI will not replace your job, but somebody who knows AI better than you will replace your job. So AI cannot replace human in human resources. Pros and cons: reduce administration, lack of human judgment, more quality candidates, maybe less accurate, speeds up time, regulations are changing fast, can be impersonal, reduces human biases. So these are pros and cons. Once again, remember in this way, all the pros of automation are those where it goes to reducing administrative time, process time, screening time, sourcing time. But the human judgment is still the best because the AI is based on human judgment. The regulations are changing fast, you should know. The personalization, it can only done by human touch. I mean, I have an example of a movie called Bicentennial Man, acted by Robin Williams, where he was a robot helping the person, but eventually he becomes close to the family. So end of it is human touch. It can reduce human bias, but it cannot take the human judgment. The future trend is predictive analysis, enhanced candidate experience, bias-free hiring, integration with other HR functions, data security and privacy would be the most biggest. And the most important thing is this: the ethical use of AI. I don't use ChatGPT because it asks for a Gmail login. And ChatGPT today is free. It doesn't have that security or privacy. So I don't log in. I use ChatGPT for normal uses, but I don't log in with a Gmail ID because I don't want to share the data. That's where the ethical use is all about. And that's where we come to the end of this chapter. So in the first chapter, we understood how AI is getting into all these functions. In the second one, we understood the derivatives, understanding of how AI can help in hiring. The less of screening time, the sourcing time. But remember, the balancing between human and AI has to be there. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in chapter 3.